This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore. We're back now with Winthrop High School boys hockey coach Dale Dunbar. And coach, man, I never get tired of saying this, but congratulations on a great season.
Wow, thank you. Yeah, appreciate it.
Well,
now we're on to the real season.
I know. It's really changed with this new playoff system compared to what it used to be. And, you know, everybody kind of focuses on this. Coach, I want to start with, I guess, maybe the last game or the last couple of games. Your schedule, I mean, you played Medford tough and you beat Grafton. And tell me how important those two teams were in getting ready for this tournament.
Well, that's why we always schedule teams that are, you know, higher divisions. So you're ready for the time of year. You're not overwhelmed by anybody. You know, that's why the Shawsheens, I think we were only Shawsheens lost the whole year. So, you know, preparing against those teams can only benefit you at this time of the season. And, you know, anytime you can grab some points against teams like that can gives you a little bit of confidence to be able to play at this time of the year. So, yeah, every game's critical. You know, it's all about playing your game, and hopefully you're executing at a higher level than your opponent.
Well, I skipped over the Masconomet game too, which I shouldn't have. And Gloucester. It's just every single one of those games, are extremely competitive, and you're playing tough competition. And as you say, you're playing up above your division. What about the Grafton game, Coach? How'd that one go? And because that was a long road trip, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's good to get on a bus once in a while and get a little travel in. Grafton played us really hard here last year. I think we won 5-4 or 6-5. And then, you know, we reciprocated this year by going out there. And, you know, we came out of the gate. And we played a solid three periods. And, again, that's what we're going to have to do to keep playing another day at this time of the year. So, you know, I liked our group in all facets of the game. Our goaltending has been tremendous. And at this time of the year, it's all about special teams and goaltending. So hopefully we can keep that going at a high level.
We're
going
to get into that in just a second. I want to just make sure I make note of that. Special teams and goaltending. Two major awards that you garnered from the NEC, Coach of the Year again, and, of course, Petey Silverman, the MVP. What do those awards mean to the school and to the team?
Well, I think any time, you know, you can grab an award like Petey has and then, you know, repeat it, I mean, it says a lot about him as a person, his preparation. He's always thinking the game, preparing for the game. Even on his off days, he's either shooting pucks or he's down doing the clock at a game for a youth hockey or going on the ice with little kids. The kid is, he's special. You know, he's a hockey player. He's a rat. He's everything you want out of your captain, and your community can be very proud of him for the person that he is, and he's always giving back and helping. So the award is very gratifying. To me and to my program, our program, because it speaks volumes of the type of kids that we have in our program. And, you know, the Coach of the Year, you know, I'm thankful for it. It's, you know, it's not something you set out to, you know, to achieve. It just happens, I guess, when your team is able to finish up top.
Well spoken, and again, congratulations. Just another terrific, terrific bunch of hardware and great games to watch. Now, I'm looking at the score sheet, and of course, Petey's stats are just off the charts here, but the goaltending has been spread around. I mean, the goal scoring has been spread around. And we talked a lot all season, Dale, about, about defense, but focus for me a little bit on your offense, and when it's working right, what has to happen?
Well, I mean, you know, our team, that's what we try to preach, is secondary scoring. We don't always get it. Let's face it, Petey's accounted for probably 85-90% of our scoring, that first line. But, you know, when you're able to spread out the scoring, that's the key at this time of the year, because fortunate enough, we're the home team. If we can keep playing throughout, because we finished one. So that means a lot for matchups and stuff. But, you know, the scoring is critical, obviously. We've only given up 4 goals in a game once this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we should have a chance to be in every game. We talk to our kids about it's a game to 3. If we can get to 3 with our goaltending and our defense, we'll have a chance to win a game. And if our kids can spread out that scoring and take the pressure off of the top guys, that's even better.
Mm-hmm.
But that's certainly what we preach, and hopefully we can get it.
Well, I know the Marblehead game when they won 4-3 was huge for them, and you know we mentioned along the way it's hard to concentrate and play. Your 100% every single day is not always the same as it is from day to day. It changes, and that happens. But right now, Dale, the team has accomplished so much. Psychologically, what do you do, if anything, to get ready for the playoffs that might be different or the same as in practice during the regular season? Well, how do you get these kids? You probably don't have to, but so you know, what's the psychological aspect of coaching going into the tournament?
Well, we just talked to them about, you know, at this time of the year, it's 90% mental, 10% physical. It really is. It's, you know, I told the kids in the meeting after, listen, everybody has something inside them right now that they're not even aware of. And when you're back into a corner or, you know, the chips are down, you can find out an awful lot about yourself. You know, never quitting, winning one-on-one battles, doing all the little other things that make the big things happen. And, you know, we try not to, you can't introduce anything new at this time of the year. It messes them up. You want to just, you know, stick to what has been going well for you all year long and just hop on the execution and keep the standards high. That's all you can really do. So we're, you know, we try not to mix them up or do anything. And we, you know, we want to make sure that we're doing things right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's all I can really say right now.
Well, I think it's interesting that, you know, those words of wisdom are words for life for the kids, not just for hockey. So, you know, that's another teaching aspect. All right, Coach, tell me about now. You're number one, and you got to play the bottom, if not near the bottom seed. Tell me a little bit about the game and what time it is at the Larson on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's 6:00 tomorrow. It's I don't know much about, you know, that's you know, it's almost like March Madness. I told the kids, you know, how does Kentucky lose to a team you've never even heard of from a conference you've never heard of? Because those you don't know much about them, but they come to play. And if you're not ready to play at your highest level, you'll get beat. So I don't know much about this team. I don't play records. And, again, I do this with every team, no matter who we're playing. I don't concern myself too much with the other team. You can make adjustments, but if you're trying to constantly talk about your opponent, you get away from what you're supposed to be doing well.
Yeah, and
we'll just go and do what we do well and go from there.
What about in-game adjustments at that time of the season? Does that still go on?
Well, of course. I mean, if they're called for, you know, if you see something, I mean, you know, there's not much different X's and O's.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you can maybe see something and make an adjustment. But our things that we preach upon is, again, our structure, third man high. No one-man rushes, smart above the puck, getting pucks deep, all those little things. So as long as we're doing that well, you know, the adjustments will be minimal.
All right, final question. What's the rotation of lines and defense? How many kids you get out there?
Well, it all depends. It all depends. You know, sometimes you may have to double shift a line, which would be Petey's line. It depends on if everybody's going. You don't have to juggle your lines, or if you do, you have to have guys ready to jump in. But we'll primarily go with 3 lines, try to get 6D going. Usually it's 5, but, you know, you got to be very careful at this time of the year not to burn people out. And that's going to be indicative of how the game's going, the score. So hopefully we can, we talk about foot on the gas, come out, start the game on time, play in their end, play behind their D, get pucks to the net, and hopefully score first. It's nice playing with a lead, obviously, and then hopefully our speed can help us, you know, get on the power play maybe. So, again, it's just us playing our game, our structure, and everybody playing together.
Final question, Coach. I lied. This is the final question. Each year, a team sort of takes on a character that you could put a stamp on it as to what they are, who they are. Whether you give them a nickname or whatever, but what does this team mean to you? If you could just kind of summarize, you know, from December to where they are now and group them together as a team, what does it mean to you? How would you describe them?
Fun. They're a lot of fun to be around. they prepare hard. They have a lot of fun. Our locker room is really close. It's a great atmosphere. You know, they genuinely care about each other. So it's more of a brotherhood, I'd say. More of a brotherhood than mm-hmm. That's the way I would describe this group. They truly do everything together. They want it for each other. So brotherhood's probably the best label mm-hmm. I can put on this group.
I think you could probably do that to a lot of Winthrop teams and a lot of different athletics over the years. That's a tight, tough community, Coach.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Well, congratulations again to you and Petey and the whole team, and we'll talk again.
Sounds good, Rick. Thank you.
Thank you, Dale. Be well. Take care. That's Dale Dunbar, who is the high school hockey coach at Winthrop, the boys coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.